Alicia, you and I over the last day or two have put together our team of the tournament and who we think is in. Well, I said best 11. You've got subs as well. You've gone the extra mile. We'll start off with you then. Who have you got for your team of the tournament? How hard did you find it, firstly, to pick a team of the tournament?
Oh, it's always difficult, but it's about balance, Jordan, right? You've got to create balance in this team, and if they were to perform, how would they gel? So that's how I've taken my approach.
Okay, so you've actually picked a strategical team.
It's a bit strategic. It's just how I tend to do things. But look, for me, Musovic will be my goalkeeper from Sweden.
Okay.
I think she's been sensational all tournament and thought she was excellent throughout the tournament consistently. Her standout performance for me was against the USA. Absolutely sensational. And for me, she's goalkeeper of the tournament in my lineup. My right fullback would be Lucy Bronze.
Yep.
Two centre-back pairing, Claire Hunt.
Okay, yep.
Wendy Renard.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice, I like it.
Left back?
Yeah.
Kashawi from France. Mm-hmm. I was a big fan all tournament. She's a standout left back for me. My centre of midfield, I'm going with just three, so I'm 4-3-3 in formation.
Yep.
Kyra Cooney-Cross.
Yep.
Bon Marti from Spain, who we'll see tonight, and Lauren James from England.
You went Lauren James?
I did. Yes.
Ooh, all right.
I did. Stump or no stump, I've gone Lauren James.
She only really played two good games the whole tournament.
Well, we wait tonight, don't we?
Well, yes.
Let us wait and see, but I've gone Lauren James.
Okay.
Okay, big call. Big call. But wait for the bench, Jordan.
Okay.
Top three, Linda Caicedo from Colombia.
Oh, okay. Different, yeah.
Le Sommet.
Yep.
From France, and Caitlin Ford.
Okay.
That's my top three. That would be my team of the tournament.
All right.
Now, for the people who are listening,
that's a good mix.
I know that there's uproar. There's no Kerr.
No, but that's understandable.
She didn't play.
Yeah.
She didn't play. So for me, in terms of full capacity, there is no Sam Kerr in my lineup.
Yeah, no,
so
I agree
so
with
for
that.
The people who are listening, please don't judge. Ordinarily, if she had a full tournament, of course, no brainer. Sam Kerr would be in there. But based on performance, that's where my lineup sits. Did you want the bench?
Yes, go for the bench, please.
Dibinha, Brazil.
Yeah, she was probably their best player, I'd say.
Yeah, best attacker,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
And I just love her flair and what she brings and her creativity and the footwork. So I need her off the bench.
How big's your bench, by the way?
One, two, three, seven.
Okay, yeah.
Seven
okay.
players, yeah. Kira Walsh.
Yep.
Mary Fowler.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Greenwood.
Yep.
Mary Earps.
Yep.
And Teresa says Abigiera.
Yep.
From Spain.
Spot on.
Yes. Okay, so that's my lineup.
All right.
Who have I missed?
No, I reckon there might be one that you've missed.
I have space, actually. I've only got six on the bench.
Well, they do have 12 on the bench.
Okay,
I've only got
six there, so there's room.
All right. My team, I had, let me just check what time I have to take a break. No, we're all good. All right. My team, so I made a very, very late swap in goals. I had Mary Earps initially.
Okay.
But I thought,
you forgot about Musovic, didn't you?
No, I remembered Musovic. I also remembered Becky Spencer.
Yes.
And her tournament.
She was excellent.
But
yeah.
I did go with Mackenzie Arnold in the end.
Okay, that's fair. That's her performance was outstanding.
Yeah.
She
kept more clean sheets than Mary Earps did.
She's not even in my team at the moment, Mackenzie Arnold, but there is space for a third keeper.
Went with Arnold. My right back was Lucy Bronze as well.
Yep.
I think that's pretty much. There weren't many others that stood out to me for right back.
No.
Shimizu was all right from Japan.
Yeah.
She was playing a wing back.
Yeah.
My centre halves, I started Alex Greenwood. I thought she's been the best of England's defenders.
Yeah.
And the other centre back, I went with Amanda Illestad from Sweden.
I like it, actually. Okay. She has been solid.
Yeah.
And also scored a goal or two.
Scored four goals.
Yeah.
Goal scoring centre half. And left back, I went with Sakina Kashawi. I think that was the obvious left back.
She's sensational.
Absolute star. I thought, though, Manuela Venegas from Colombia.
Yeah.
Very close second at left back.
And look, she latter end of the tournament, she had a few moments on the bench too.
Yes.
And I actually thought even the players that came in for her
Yeah.
looked fantastic.
Were good. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
My centre mids, I made another late change last night. I took Kira Walsh out and put Kyra Cooney-Cross in.
Yeah.
So I put Cooney-Cross ahead of Walsh at centre mid and Bon Matti alongside her as well.
Yes.
So I think I've got the same, well, two of the same three centre mids. I've gone for a 4-2-3-1. So.
Okay, mixing it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
My attacking midfielder, I've gone with Lauren Hemp.
Yep, I like that.
I think her knockout stage has been...
excellent.
Has been very good.
Yeah.
My left winger, Caitlin Ford.
Yeah.
My right winger, I put in Hinata Miyazawa from Japan.
Yeah, she's great.
Leading the Golden Boot too. Unless there's a hat-trick.
Unless something changes.
Unless there's a hat-trick tonight from one of the Spanish players. I think Bon Matti and Hermoso are in contention.
Yeah.
Miyazawa will probably get the Golden Boot. And the striker, I really struggled to pick a striker. I did have Les Sommer's name written down. I had Diani's name written down as well.
Yep.
But I went with the false nine instead. I went with Yeni Hermoso from Spain, who can play as a 10.
Yeah.
Has also played as a striker.
And she's been good.
And she's scored.
Yep.
So I don't think there's been a real standout striker.
Not this tournament. I think
number nine.
Yeah, I think Les Sommer's been, like, for me, she was my pick, but definitely... yeah, it's been tricky.
Yeah.
I think for the out and out nines, I think most of this tournament we've seen great wide players.
Yeah.
More than out and out nines and sixes. So
I wanted to somehow shoehorn Diani in there, but the goals that she scored was a hat trick against Panama and what was sort of a dead rubber game. Not exactly, but it was all but a dead rubber.
Yeah.
She did have a few assists too, but yeah, I went with Hermoso.
So. I don't think, I'm thinking to the knockout stage, the teams. Blackstenius, I don't think, really stood out this entire tournament.
No.
There was a few sort of players that ordinarily we would expect to stand out. We saw Alexandra Popp go home very early in the piece as well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of players missing that ordinarily may have had impact, but not particularly there in this tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, there you go. Team of the tournament.
Yeah.
Who are your locks, by the way? Who are the ones that you didn't have any qualms whatsoever putting in?
No qualms at all.
Yeah, just straight in.
Renard, straight in. Ford, straight in. They were probably my three.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and Lucevic, four in total that I went. That's no-brainers. They're easy.
Right, there we go.